McCain was scowling the whole time, and Obama was smiling at the guy and saying, "You're right, John." Why? You know, why the over-civility? It's false.
An overwhelming fear of sounding in any way.
Yeah, like Gore.
or agitated.
But did anybody ever mention the sneering that McCain was saying? Did anybody pick up on the fact that he was rude?
That was pretty pronounced.
Was it?
The response.
Yeah, but when they did it with Gore, with rolling a few eyeballs, and I would think that McCain did far worse with that, what he did.
The reactions that I heard of the analysis, that it was analogous to Gore's sighing in the...
See, this is what I mean. This is why he wants to go home and see it, because it's all about behavior. What's he going to do now? It's not about anything about what they're going to say. I don't even know what the subject is. It's, well, how's Obama's eyeball going to roll, and how's his body language? That's what we're looking at. It's insane what television does to dumb down our responses. We're going off body language.
But don't you think there's a disconnect between what television
Kennedy
says?
Versus Nixon.
Yeah. Don't you think there's a disconnect between what television and the pundits say and what people actually see and react to?
I think that's part of the game. They love it. Okay, and then they put the meter on CNN, and they, which is like word to word, and then you got all these, oh, that's perception over here, and then my perception, blah, blah. So they all love, that's what it's all about, is I'm enjoying this reality show game about perception.
Clint just said last weekend that he liked Sarah Palin.
They'll do anything to sell the movie.
I kind of wish I was talking to Josh about Milk, and I really wish that you had directed that story. I had hoped that you would do that. Weren't you going to do that at one time?
Yes,
Mayor
I was.
Castro?
That was back in the 90s, mid-90s, and Craig... two producers. Yes.
Craig Zaden and Neil.
Yes, Miller. And then we got Gus Van Sant into the deal. We had a writer, and I had the okay from Warner Brothers to make it at a very good price, actually, for that time. It was modest.
But you mean
but
ample?
The screen and the screenplay and Gus did not come together. Mm-hmm. Gus, right or wrong, wanted to write his own. He wrote his own screenplay, and frankly, it was not adjudged credible by people who read it and by Warner, so they didn't want to make the movie. We lost out, and then it floated, and now there was some kind of dispute. But I went up there and saw Josh on the set, and I wished Gus my best, his best for luck, because it's a good subject, and I hope he makes a great, great movie of it. And Sean looked great when I saw him playing the role. He was very, his weight, incredible, he looked like. And Josh learned a lot working with Sean.
You must be, of course, a fan of the 1983 doc that won the Oscar.
I liked it, yeah. That was a very good movie.
You only said
subject matter, but you know what? I just come off JFK, and because they thought I was almost anti-homosexual, it was unfair rap, because frankly, I think if you remember the movie, I did have five homosexuals playing one composite, which was crucial to the movie, because if you remember, it was like we had to prove that Clay Shaw had an alias, which was Clay Bertrand. That was a key piece of information. And only the homosexual underworld knew that. So that was the reason. But then, unfortunately, that dragged into the larger controversy of gay stereotypes. But the fact is, New Orleans is pretty outrageous.
Yep. And there was a scene with all of them in
Sweet Sequence,
Kevin Bacon, right?
Yeah. And Joe Pesci.
I'd forgotten that part.
Anyway, it got ugly, and Robin Williams and all that. But you know what? It worked out the way it worked out, and I'm glad I got to do Bush. Mm.
It doesn't drop at all, Oliver. I was really impressed by it the second time. In fact, I always like a movie. The one I like initially, I always like a bit more the second time.
Great.
Because I'm able to, pay more attention to certain. But the only thing there's only one scene that I didn't get why it was in there, because every scene seems to have either a thematic point or certainly a point about character. And I didn't get the pretzel thing.
Oh.
It's okay.
I would say if you're going to be rigorous about it, you could probably argue that it wasn't necessary. But I did think that it was two things. It was a payoff to the excesses of his gluttony, mm-hmm. and they showed a sign of his character that could potentially lead to downfall and disaster. And he came probably very close to death that day. And number two, it does set up the forewarning for the last scene, where he's also eating pretzels. And one can't help but think back makes you think back at a key moment to, I saw those pretzels before, and I remember, and it makes you think, overall, the whole movie makes you think about the man, how he got there, who he is, and ultimately it makes you think about where we are and where our country is going.
Did the scene, which I love, my second favorite scene after the Cheney, we're staying, scene was the Oval Office dream sequence, which was not in a version of the script that I read earlier, which I really liked.
The Cheney?
The dream sequence is my second favorite scene in the film.
Oh, I see. With the father, you mean. Yeah. But don't give that away too much, okay?
Mention that there is a dream sequence?
Well, you can, but please don't get too specific about it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But I think it's a fascinating acknowledgement. It's certainly a creative license, which as dramatists we have the right to take. But it represents to me the unconscious of W. The unconsciousness of W. In other words, his ability to deny everything he's done, to hold himself unresponsible, even when he goes to Walter Reed's hospitals, is astounding. When you see the press conference, which resembles reality, it's astounding the sense of denial. No psychobabble in either father or son. It's a characteristic. So the dream scene was a chance to hint at the possibility, even, that there was some kind of doubt that he had, in fact, trashed the legacy of this family.
Right. No, it was
father approval.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, parallels also Alexander, the opposite. Alexander gets the approval of the father in the end.
I have the extra long.
Good.
Ultimate.
Look at it. 2007. That's my favorite. Yeah. Revisited. Alexander Revisited.
Yeah. I'm very sorry, amongst others, I imagine, that Pinkville's never going to happen, as you said. Did I not understand you correctly? You don't see yourself maybe doing something along those lines because of the climate being so unsupportive and so corporate minded and. Did you say something along those lines that you...
I could have. I mean, it was a bitter experience, tough experience to see a film fall out. But it did give me the chance to do W instead, which is crucial. You know, I had that script developed with Stanley Weiser, and we had it ready to go, but financing was another matter. Everything is... the corporations have gotten enormous. I've had difficulties for years getting my stuff done. This is not the first. But we succeeded, and... abroad and independently and very creatively with Moritz and Bill. Jeez, you know what it's like. But now we're out there without much, you know, it's Lionsgate, which is aggressive, but they're not big. We're getting a lot of free publicity, which is great, but not many, you know, the advertising, we have to be very cautious. Tough subject, you know. But on the other hand, it is timely, don't you think, in a way? It's
extremely.
I mean, it isn't about him. He's not being elected, but nobody mentioned his name. That doesn't mean he's not there. He created this.
You see him as I do anyway, one of the major enablers of the deregulated climate that has led to our current catastrophe?
I do. I think he was clearly a free laissez-faire. I don't want government regulation on anything. EPA or environment or business. I want to get government out of our lives. Reagan was a hero of his. They were very clear at Katrina in their response. They were very clear in their irresponsibility. They had warnings about 9/11, and the 9/11 commission was stymied. Secrecy has been brought back into government. Constitution itself has been reinterpreted to give the executive unitary power. It's an amazing revolution in Washington.
But it's so bad right now as we speak. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a headline in the Los Angeles Times or any major paper that said worldwide recession feared. I don't think I've seen that headline in my life.
Not just the LA Times. USA Today.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be...
Well, it's all organic. I mean, you could argue that these decisions do go back into the Clinton era to deregulate the market, but also to Reagan. I mean, assigning blame is not so much a solution. Organically, we overreached. America went to three wars, a war on terror, a war on Afghanistan. It's huge. And we've committed enormous resources to bailing out business. There's an overreach, an arrogance to this administration that pride cometh before the fall. There is the chickens come home to roost quality. Whatever they say, you can't help but believe by spending $600 billion on the Pentagon plus maybe $100 to $200 billion in Afghanistan, Iraq, and we weren't overextending anyway. Disaster fall. It's a Monsieur Bush created the perfect storm.
I was really glad, by the way, that he shot in 2.35. I just have a special liking for that.
Really?
It seems to me that since it's a lot of conference tables, a lot of group discussions, there's just something
I appreciate it.
Agreeable about 2.35.
It does look powerful. And we shot many of the angles low, wide, and we allowed things to play themselves out in the same way we allowed the Bush people to speak for themselves.
How big is the Shreveport? I've never seen a photo of it. How many sound stages do they have?
They have a fairly good one. Huge, one big one and one medium size, and they're both very good. And we shot 26 days of the 46 on location, though. There's an amazing amount of location. But we found everything we needed to create a Bible Belt environment there, as well as Colorado and Maine. And at the same time, we built the interior Washington sets. It was really a fast shoot. 46 days, man.
Doesn't everybody use the same Oval Office from one film to another?
No, everyone uses different ones. I used a different one on Nixon because we built it right to the dimension, and we did the same here. We took an existing set, and I can't tell you, but I forgot. We got the set from somewhere. We had to. We couldn't build it.
I've never taken the opportunity to say thank you for allowing me to wander around the Nixon Oval Office set. Stephen Rivers told me that you told the guys, don't strike it, or wait a day to strike it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much. No, that was, I felt it was my only visit to the Oval Office.
It was a beautiful set.
Yeah. And the cabinet room, everything.
Yeah.
The entire...
I remember that. That was a beautiful build, wasn't it?
And the shrubbery and the... And
we had nothing quite like that on this, but we didn't need it. We did it differently.
Yeah.
This was half the price of Nixon.
I also visited, after that, the JFK Oval Office for 13 days, the Kevin Costner. So that's the closest I'm going to get to the Oval Office, most likely. Have you been?
Yes.
The Clinton office? Have you ever met Bush personally? How many times and what sort of
Just thing? Once, in 1998, when he was running for office.
He'd
been governor, but he was really starting his campaign for president.
Did the conversation go in the direction of your films or policy?
No, we talked a little bit about Yale because I didn't know he'd been there, and about Vietnam.
Right.
He was a very powerful salesman, charismatic.
What did he think about Vietnam? Did he see it as
he'd
a great tragedy?
He'd lost a couple of friends there, and perhaps he had a longing. He missed it in some way.
Yeah. Right.
He had a strange record during the Vietnam War, but so did Cheney.
Deferment through, how did he get out of the service?
He was in the National Guard, Air Force in Texas, which was very difficult to get into. Obviously, privilege helped.
Yeah. I loved your choice.
And he had a spotty record there, by the way, which was the basis for which Dan Rather, I believe, got fired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That was the cocaine thing, I loved that you chose, that you hired Richard Dreyfuss to be Cheney.
Good.
My third favorite performance.
How was he as an interview?
I didn't do a one-on-one with him.
Oh.
But he was brilliant, I thought, for a second there. He went to the Democratic Convention in Denver, and he did a little... He was all over, but he was really quite...
I think the secret to him in this role was slowing down, which he does talk fast.
You have anything going next? Are you thinking?
Jeff, I worked so hard on this. No, I wrote a script original a year ago. I have to go revisit it. I'm open to new stuff. I think I'm tired. I should probably take a little bit of a break here. Mm-hmm. And I have foreign commitments, and documentary commitments, and I became recently an artistic advisor to a NYU school, Tisch School in Asia, in Singapore.
Is there no chance?
Some responsibility there.
Is there no chance for the Ahmadinejad documentary? Is that totally?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. That's such a difficult one to pull off. I've climbed a lot of problems. I face a lot of obstacles just doing what I'm doing, and I'd love to get a good feature going. You know, fun feature, another feature would be fun.
Right.
To make a few more before I go.
Are you much of a tech head at home? Do you have Blu-ray? Do you have the latest?
I buy the latest or try to, but I'm certainly not a fanatic. We have a home sound system, yeah, but I do go to the movies as much as I can. I love to get out and see real movies with real people.
And this was shot digitally, right?
Hmm?
This film was shot digitally also?
No, it was shot film. Yeah, it's a Fuji stock. It looks beautiful. I thought you saw the film. Haven't you seen the last time you saw a film?
I saw it, but I thought it could have been shot.
Yeah, that's because it looks alike, but frankly, no, we don't get that kind of contrast or grain with Fuji, and we try. We experimented, again, you know, I've done this every movie recently. I've gone with Genesis, tried it.
How about
the big grain is different. The Fuji is better.
What about the big red camera that Soderbergh used on Che?
Doesn't match. I've been there.
Still doesn't.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's everyone reads it. You know, difference may be minimal to some, but to me, it's crucial. It humanizes. Fuji and Kodak bring the skin tone, the eyes, closer to me. They touch me in a way that I still have a problem with pixels.
Right. But isn't 4K about the same
density? Yeah, it's about, but it's not the same original. Mm-hmm. It's always a copy. And if you make the original into film, the copy will look good on 4K. I'm not denying that. Mm-hmm. And digital protection is fine with me. I just want to shoot the original on film.
What did you think of the texture and the way David Fincher's Zodiac was? Did you see that?
Yes.
Did you happen to see it projected digitally anywhere?
I believe I did.
I just thought that was one of the most beautiful.
You thought that was the most successful of the digital film. I found it to be a cold film, therefore, that's exactly the quality I'm not looking for.
It didn't remind you of 1970s Gordon Willis a little bit? Wasn't that kind of a...
No, big difference. No, frankly, no. Mm-hmm. Gordon Willis achieved tremendous warmth in The Godfather.
Well, I mean,
through coldness.
All the President's Men.
Oh, yeah. But Gordon Willis is a special breed. Mm-hmm. I just didn't react the same way you did. I don't want to, criticize another film. Yeah. But no, I'm not as. Well, I found it to be an interminable bore. But don't get down the road.
And the Che film, which I saw in Toronto for the second time. And the projection there was wonderful, and I just thought that I said this is just one of
this
the most.
This is one, yeah. There, listen, it works for you. It works for certain people. It does not work yet for me. But and I'm not talking about release prints. You can release on digital. I'm talking about original.
Yeah. Okay.
We gotta go, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, Jeff, always interesting. You keep it. You're different. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank God he asked different questions.
We saved him for last.